You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Another awesome show, another awesome piece of Easy Way 401 I have for you guys. First of all, I want to start off by saying I love you guys, love my fans. I love your messages on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and everything that you guys are doing. Thank you for supporting the Easy Way movement. Remember, guys, it's hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, hashtag Easy Way, and everything that you post, we're just growing this movement, and the movement Easy Way is really attached to some major, awesome, positive things. So we've got another wonderful show for you guys this morning, man. We got some really cool stuff we're going to be talking about. And I think I'm going to start today off with my man Sean McNabb from Sons of Anarchy. This is a song that we're going to play in the background while I'm talking called Ride the Monkey. And if you guys like rock, you'll love this song, trust me. All right, guys, so it's going to be an awesome show today, guys. We got some great information on an amazing paintball tournament for charity. My man Adrian Paul, who plays Highlander, he was our guest last week. Adrian Paul is the founder of the Peace Fund. If you guys want to check it out, it's thepeacefund.org. And they do amazing things. So they created the Peace Fund Games. And those of you guys that remember a small little movie called Hunger Games, that's kind of what this is. It's kind of like a mirror of Hunger Games. So imagine a giant live Hunger Games with a bunch of celebrities, a bunch of public figures, a bunch of sponsors, even live performances on stage, concert, a benefit, and a lot of just great people that are getting together to fight for their cause. So you can actually have a paintball team. You can be a part of a team, and if you win, just like Hunger Games, if you don't get eliminated, you get a prize. You win. You get to keep your life. You know, this is the same thing, only you get to save a life. You know, so you get to actually win funding and win awareness for your charity. So any charity of your choice, you're winning for your charity. So we are looking for out there. We're looking for charity founders. We're looking for sponsors to support this. Obviously, you need funding to do an event of this caliber. We're looking for celebrities to get involved. We're looking for media to cover. We're looking for everything. So you can hit me up on my fans page if you're interested in getting involved in this. We're going to be constantly pumping information. Hit me up on my fans page. It's Eric Zulli Fans, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Fans, and I'll be looking for my messages. Shout-outs to everybody. Shout-outs to all the fans. We have a couple fans that asked a couple questions and want us to ask today. Shout-outs to everybody, man. I really, really love you guys. So I'm going to get right into it, guys. We got an amazing, amazing guest, a really good friend of mine, and the lines are blowing up right now, so I don't know actually which line he is. So what I'm going to do... What I'm going to do is starting off, we're going to play a quick commercial song that has to do with anti-bullying, and this is from a wonderful artist named Lil Ms. P. And I'll let you guys listen to this a little bit. I'm going to find my man Robert, and we're going to bring him in to our interview. We're doing it the easy way. Hope you enjoy.
And we have four questions for you. The first one is, what do you think about the bullying situation going on, not just in Sacramento, California, but all over our country? Number two, have you ever been bullied, or have you ever bullied someone else? Number three, what advice would you give to someone being bullied? And number four, what advice would you give to someone who is the bully?
Treated so cruel, well check it, this kid other's misery. We need to come together and stop this bully thing. Starts with a name calling and it's the one to fight. And knowing all along that this is not right. How could you bring yourself to make someone so sad in life? You looking mighty foolish, but that's the point, right? Starts with a name calling and it's the one to fight. And knowing all along that this is not right. How could you bring yourself to make someone so sad in life? You looking mighty foolish, but that's the point, right? Let's pay attention to little Grandma and little Debbie. She's in the eighth grade, short hair and kinda heavy. Her mama welfare, her daddy was never there. Mama running back and forth in the streets with no care. Now little Debbie is the only child. She has to fear for herself, her mama running wild. She goes to school to escape her reality. But then they come with more problems from a bully. From the name calling to pushy cracking jokes. Being humiliated and everybody knows. She finds herself crying, wishing she could be alone. And then her mind flashes back to her broken home.
Yeah, actually, I was bullied a lot when I was younger. In elementary school. There are two girls, I'm going to remain nameless. But, yeah, they made me cry almost every day. It was really bad. I didn't even want to go to school some days. Like, I was just going to be sick because I didn't want to go. And, yeah, it affected me a lot.
But that's the point, right? They think it's all good again, but they don't understand that poor little kid.
All right, guys, so we got Robert Richard on the line. I'm excited to announce him. I had a little bit of technical difficulties there, but then, you know, it happens with technical stuff. So I want to let you guys know what I'm a fan of. Okay, I remember a little movie called Light It Up, okay, with Usher. You know, he did his thing with Usher, as well as, we'll go back in the day, One-on-One with Kyla Pratt. And then, of course, the famous movie, Coach Carter, is playing opposite to Samuel L. Jackson, of all people, co-starring with Samuel L. Jackson. We got him on the line, my good friend, Robert Richard. What's up, man? He's doing it the easy way. How you feeling, brother?
What's going on, easy? You know me, up in the morning, doing it the easy way.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard doing what we do and then being up in the morning, but we do it for our fans. You know, so man, I appreciate your time. My fans appreciate your time. We have a couple fans questions for you. But, you know, thank you for being a guest. I know you have some great stuff to talk to us about. But before we get into all that, man, I'm a fan. I got to ask you some fan questions about, let's go to the movie Light It Up. You know, when you, and this is also a fan question we got. So this is one of my question and the fan question. A girl named Sarah, actually from Texas. When you were in the movie with Usher, and you got shot in the back when you were running, did you hurt yourself in any way, or like was there like paintball? Like, how did they do that? Like, give us the behind the scenes of that scene.
You know, it's crazy because we were on the rooftop in Chicago. It was probably about minus 28 degrees, and they said, "Robert, we're just gonna send you." Like, it's freezing. It's probably 4 o'clock in the morning. And the sun was going to come up pretty soon. They had to get coverage. So they're in this huge wide shot with this crane on top of this high school. It's minus 28. They're like, "Rob, we're just going to have you run across the roof. And when you hear bang, you fall." I said, "All right, that's what we're going to do." They said, "We got one take at this." I said, "Okay, we'll do it." So I'm running for Usher's character. And I'm running because he's getting ready to have, you know, Forrest Whitaker jump off the roof. He's going to shoot Forrest. And I run across, and they go, right before I get to Usher, they go, "Bang!" And I just flail and fall out. And the truth is, I don't even think that I was even aware of what was going on because it was so cold and I was so numb. But that's the scene that they use in the movie. And then we did the coverage where Usher comes and, like, talks to me, and he's like, "Chicky, don't die, don't die." And I'm like, "Just tell everybody." So.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way that you guys, I mean, you and Usher are either really, really good actors, or you and Usher must have been pretty good friends, because he made it seem like you guys were like it was his brother that got shot. I mean, I commend you on that piece.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people talk about different methods of acting, and there's one method called method acting. That's pretty much where, like, you start living the life that you would as your character. And for the most part, that's what Usher and I did every single day. I mean, we were next-door neighbors in the, like, you know, apartments that we were living in for 6.5 months, and we spent nearly, like, every single day, all day long with each other. So when we left set, we always ate together. We always went to the gym and hooped together and played ball. We did everything sort of together, so the bond and the friendship got really, 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 like, you know, sincere and real during the film, and it sort of translates in how him and I were interacting during the film, and that's what it takes sometimes, you know? So, yeah, him and I got pretty close in that film.
Did he teach you how to glide across the snow?
It's so funny because when I was doing that movie, he was on tour with Janet Jackson doing the My Way stuff, and he would go to rehearsals, like dance rehearsals, like every single day, even though we were on the film. And so I started thinking, like, okay, if this guy's got this much work ethic, like, I'm going to start adopting that in, like, you know, everything that I do. So he would do 1,000 sit-ups a day, which I started doing with him. So now I have abs, too. And then he would do dance class every day. And then he'd go play basketball with me for, like, 2 hours every day, and then we're still on the film. Everyone got sick on that movie. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna hook the girls up. I'm gonna hook our girl fans up. You got a picture on Google, pool picture that I think you probably get paid to go to, like, summer parties to you got an Abba Zaba picture, we'll call it.
That's so funny. It's so funny. I know a picture you're talking about. And, like, you know, lately I've been doing even more work in the gym, so getting even stronger, getting even, like, you know, more leaned out. It looks good. Sort of like.
Yeah, and I mean, you seem to, you do a lot of athletic roles. I mean, when you did your role with Samuel L. Jackson, Coach, I mean, how, you know, and this is one of the fan questions, so we're going to go ahead and acknowledge one of our fans here, and let me pull my Instagram up. This is a fan by the name of Zane Washer. Washer, I hope I'm saying the name right, so I apologize if I messed your name up. But Zane Washer is asking, how did it feel to act with Samuel L. Jackson?
He's just a true, you know, virtuoso and a true, like, master at what he does. It was cool because from the very, very moment that I first met him in the very first audition, he just told me, he's like, you got it. He's like, that's the guy who's playing my son. He's like, you know, now, like, I'm about to go to the Lakers game. He's like, no longer looking at, like, for who's playing Damian Carter. That guy's playing Damian Carter. I'm going to Lakers game. So, and then he let me really, you know, talk to him about our relationship stuff and the father-son bond that we had, and we really worked on a lot of stuff. Some stuff that didn't even make the film, but we really had that bond. And it was cool to see somebody who's an Academy Award winner, who's an expert, who didn't say, like, oh, I'm too good for that. He's like, yeah, let's do more homework. So we went, and we went up to the Bay Area with the real Coach Carter and kind of watched how Coach Carter and his real son Damian interacted and then sort of, like, mimicked that stuff too. So really, 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 really good stuff. I had a great time working with him, and he never broke character ever, so that was awesome.
It must be good to be you, man. So let's think about it. And I say forget Samuel L. Jackson. How's it feel to work with Forrest Whitaker? But let me go into the question that I really want to ask here. You worked with Forrest Whitaker. You worked with Rosario Dawson, right? Rosario was in Light It Up, or am I incorrect?
Yep, she is. She's in Light It Up.
So you work with Forrest Whitaker, Rosario Dawson, Samuel L. Jackson, Usher, and tons of other people. What do you think you've learned from working with these established actors? What can you pass down to our listeners that might want to get into the acting world?
You know, the funniest thing that I learned is that when you're working with someone who's an expert and you've done way more homework than they've realized you've done, it starts a little bit of a challenge, and that challenge, like, translates on film and makes magic. So whoever I work with, I always try and do way more homework than they could ever imagine. And then when we get on set, they're in shock, like, wait, what did we do? And that sort of raises the bar, because imagine if, like, you're Michael Jordan, and then you go for a shot and someone blocks your shit. You're like, oh, whoa, you just blocked, you know what I mean? Then it really sets up the game. And that war and that competition really just makes the best magic on screen. So, like, I'm doing a film that I start in September, and I already called my boss and said, hey, can I get a clarinet, because my role is a clarinet player, so I can start rehearsing now. And he's like, yeah, but you don't know what songs are going to do. I said, oh, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to start taking clarinet class and learn how to play any song. So he's like, oh, okay. So I know that my character, George Baquet, has a rivalry with this other guy, this other actor who's playing Buddy Bolden, and he doesn't know that I'm going to learn to play clarinet when I get on set. And these two are rivals in, like, the jazz world in the 1890s, and he's going to be shocked. And so he's going to go home and do his best work playing trumpet, because I've stepped it up already, you know, and done my stuff. So that's the one thing that I've probably learned the most from working with the greats, is, like, continue to go above and beyond them and challenge them, and then that's when the best work comes out.
And I have to ask this on behalf of the fans, because our fans really support us. You know, when you're getting ready for a role, or you know, a particular type of headshot, or you know, kind of advice when you're coming up, when you're hitting those stepping stones as an actor, you know, what would be some advice that you would pass down to our fans that are listening in order to book a role, and you know, some ways to prepare for auditions, and you know, someone of your caliber and your experience and your accomplishments, you know, what's some of the advice you'd pass down to our fans?
I would say that, like, acting is more reacting than you'd ever realize, and it's a little bit of muscle memory. So, like, a lot of times people kind of get in their head about acting, and I would advise them to sort of get their body into it. So, like, you know, if you're playing, I don't know, a crippled person, for instance, right? If you walk in there and you start acting crippled, you're not going to be that believable. But if you spend about 2 or 3 days beforehand sort of walking crippled, going to the store crippled, talking to your parents crippled, getting in bed at night crippled, when you get there, your body's going to have a whole different physicality. And that sort of muscle memory is really where the work gets done. It's the reason why Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks, because of his role he did in Philadelphia, or his role he did in Castaway, or all these movies that he plays. It's really his body that's doing more of the work than he is. So, like,
that's,
you know, good. if you're really going to really get into acting, like, take the time to really prep as much as you can as far as getting your body into the role that you're playing.
No, I agree. That's good advice. It's kind of like hosting, same thing. If you're gonna interview someone like Robert Bouchard, you gotta do your homework. Make sure you're prepared and put yourself in that position. So we have a couple of surprises for you, Robert. You know how we do it the easy way. You never know what you're gonna get. But I'm going to go into, before we go into the surprises, I know you got a lot of new projects coming up. You got, I'm looking at Kung Fused, Bolden, and the big one, we've heard a little buzz on the internet here and there in press, The Man in 3B. Yeah, tell us about your new projects coming up.
Yeah, for sure. So The Man 3B is from New York Times bestselling author Carl Weber, and he's got a series of books, and I got booked to do the film. Just in the wintertime, and it comes out, I think, September-ish. And it's one of, like, you know, some of my best work that I've ever done. And Trey Haley was the director, and it's just a great, great, great role. My character is up for murder, which I like that kind of stuff because it really raises the stakes. And, like, the cops are coming to me, and there's people in the community coming to me, and, you know, I'm, like, trying to go to my best friend, my dad, but I hate my dad. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. But I really brought it. So it should have some magic on screen. And I was talking to the director the other day. He's like, man, the stuff looks amazing in the editing room. So
did you say you're doing it when you got the behind the scenes interviews? Did you just tell the press you're doing it the easy way?
I always tell the press I'm doing it the easy way. Easy, you're great,
I love
working with you and doing interviews with you, man. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm proud to call you a friend. I mean, we've known each other for 6 years now, you know, and that was a blast when we were doing the charity golf tournament, you know, with Brian Krause and a whole bunch of people. And what was your score? Like a 12 or 13 or something? No, I'm kidding.
All hole in ones.
All hole in ones, exactly, Robert Richard style. So here's the surprise we had for you, Robert. What we're going to do is two things, guys. We're going to bring on my partner, Norbert Brown Jr., who's a 17-time award winner, the creator of the Jeffersons character on George Jefferson, All in the Family. He's doing some movies, and he wants to talk to you. Normally, we bring his segment in, and he does his thing, but we're going to switch this up a little bit, guys. We're bringing Norbert in, and I wanted to actually introduce you on air. And then after that, guys, nobody go anywhere, because we're going to open up all the lines. We're going to open up all the opportunities for the fans because this is an interactive station, and we like to help you guys connect with the stars. So anybody has any questions for Robert, you'll be able to talk to Robert. And he probably needs to get on set, but I'm going to keep him on. I'm going to keep him on the line for you. Yeah, I'm not going to let him go anywhere. All right, so we're going to bring my man, Norbert Brown Jr. He's just getting nominated, actually, for an African Oscar or something like that. I'll let him tell you more about that. But Norbert Brown Jr., you're on air, Easy Talk Live. I want you to meet my good friend, Robert Richard. Robert Richard, meet Norbert Brown Jr.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you? Norbert, you there?
Norbert Brown.
Maybe he's not there. I don't know. Sometimes
he is. Well, I'm going to have to scold him for that one. I'm going to have to slap his hand and shoot him a text. But in the meantime, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into our fan questions, guys. We've got a bunch of people that are calling in. So we're going to go ahead and grab, first and foremost, a caller from a 562 area code, 1962. Caller, are you there? The callers don't like me today. I don't know what's going
Hello?
On.
Hello?
Caller, last chance, 1962. Are you there?
He's there.
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Summer Helene. I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Summer! Okay, wait, you are our next guest, but I accidentally you have a similar number to the fans. I apologize. Well, I'm glad you came in. Summer, do you have any, since we brought you in on air, and you have Robert Richard on the line, do you obviously know who Robert is. You've probably seen his movies.
Of course.
Do you have any questions? I mean, you're an actress yourself. You're a producer. You're doing a million things. Do you have any questions for Robert?
I actually don't have any questions. I was just enjoying listening to him. I think he's awesome.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and let you enjoy listening to him some more. We're going to go ahead and get another caller, but we'll bring you in later on in the show, okay? But thank you so much for your support, and we'll see how much more enjoyable he can be for you. So we're going to go to the next caller, 323-7089. We have a caller, 323-7089. Are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Xavier Madera from Hollywood, California.
Xavier, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in and supporting. This is a celebrity jewelry designer. Thanks for calling the show, man. Do you have any questions for Robert?
I was just wondering if you had what other upcoming things that you had coming up besides the one that you already mentioned.
I have a new television show called Shake My Head, which is like a buddy comedy with like four guys and their best friends, and they're pretty much dodging, you know, getting married and getting into committed relationships. And it's a comedy just about, you know, how sort of guys, when they have, like, their fellas, they aren't really trying to have relationships with girls, even though they want the perks of dating a girl. So that's
right.
It's a really funny comedy. It's really cool. I play Nick. I play a trainer. I have another film that I'm doing that's coming up with I shouldn't say the actress's name, but she's a very famous actress, and we're playing like lovers. It's from a book, and it's a drama, and I'm so excited to work with her because I know she's just like just an awesome, awesome talent. But that starts in like late August or so. So I have some things in the pipeline right now, and also kind of gotten into more like taking some more like modeling pictures and stuff just because I feel like the fans haven't seen me in that light. And I want them to start seeing me more, you know, in the visual aspect too, the magazines, and even digitally, but in the likeness of me and not my character.
So you basically do some modeling as well?
Yeah, I just started just like, you know, more so just serving the fans and sort of giving them more a little bit of me and less of my character and doing some modeling stuff, and it's been really great. I've been working with some great photographers.
Right. That's kind of like what I'm doing too, because I've been doing like a lot of things with the jewelry and then getting into styling, and then now that I've done so many like photo shoots, well, three, four, or five, but you know, I've done them and I kind of seen how it is, and I kind of jumped behind the camera, and so I think right now I'm just concentrating on posing and lighting and angles and stuff like that. So yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I'm going to chime in here really quick. Since we're talking about the famous pool picture, I just came up with an idea, Robert. Tell me if you'll go along with me with this. This is for all the girls out there and maybe even some of the boys, who knows. So we should put that pool picture on our fans page and give everybody the chance to come up with the most unique comment on that picture, and the winner wins like a signed headshot from you or something.
That sounds good. That's a good contest.
All right, so guys, make sure you tune into the fan page. You go to my fans page, Eric Zilly Fans, or we'll just do it on the station, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're going to be posting a special post, so stay tuned for that. Look for that. So we're going to grab another caller. Thank you, Xavier, for supporting. And Robert, I'm telling you, you got to check this guy's jewelry out. He's actually doing our jewelry line for our angels as well as myself and our show. And I'll get you guys connected if you want. So, Xavier, I'm going to go ahead and grab the other caller. Appreciate you, brother.
Awesome, man.
So we are going to grab a caller, 858-0287. Caller, area code 858-0287. Are you there?
Yeah, come here.
Who's that? What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
This is Timothy McClure from San Diego, California.
Oh, Timothy McClure. How you doing, man? Robert, this is a treat, actually. Timothy actually represents an organization called the Million Youth Peace March. And in October, they're doing a big peace march in regards to the White House. And the founder that works with this organization actually works with Tyler Perry and is just it's an amazing organization. So, Timothy, did you have a question for Robert, or are you just calling in to listen to the show?
You got to get me involved in that. You got to get me involved in that. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I'm a huge fan as well, man. I've watched all your films too, man. I'm just honored to be on the phone with you, because I, you know, wanted to call in as soon as I heard the lines was open, and wish you well and thank Easy for the opportunity that he'd be giving us to get online with you guys, man. Some of our favorite people in the world.
That's awesome, man. God bless you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it would be an honor to have you on board with the Million Youth Peace March, because, you know, you're in the limelight and the position to speak heavily on the great stage of Washington Monument about youth peace and how important it is to you and some of the things that need to be done to affect youth peace on a global level, because it's called Million Youth Peace March International. So we have the whole world that we're calling out, not to be on board, but to call out to be responsible for the youth.
Yeah, man, no, I'm a big advocate for that, man. When I was a kid, man, I was gangbanging and all that stuff and getting in a lot of trouble. And, you know, acting kind of ended up being like my saving grace and got me out of that lifestyle. So I'm always trying to get back. And, you know, I've been on movie sets before. We're at, like, a, you know, a pretty bad high school. And there's, like, a kid who's walking around with a gun saying, I'm going to go back and shoot so-and-so because he hit on my girlfriend or he beat me up yesterday. And I'm like, yo, man, I'm like, you're making the wrong decisions right now. Like, it's not worth taking someone else's life and their family and then spending 25 of life in a jail for something that's as trivial as some high school, you know, BS. So I'm all about youth peace, man.
Yeah, I actually did over 12 years in prison myself on my second bid. So it's all about giving back. You know, I'm actually glad that God sat me down for 12 years in order for me to change my life and my attitude and my views. You know, I was always about the youth and just about how I was going about trying to do what I want to do for the youth in a positive light. That was my downfall, but now I want to do it in a positive light you know, to uplift the youth and the next generations and generations to follow, because we're going to be having a torch-bearing ceremony where we're going to be lighting candles, and we're going to be giving the youth responsibility as torchbearers to pass the light on to the next generations of youth that's going to be coming next year, because this is an annual thing that we're doing, and this is the first time we're doing it. This is actually our third time doing it. So it's just getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's like I said, it's an honor and a blessing to be involved with everybody that's involved thus far. And we'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, man. No, shout out to you, man. God bless you, man. Shout out to Prophet Walker too, State Assembly in the Compton area. Same thing, man. He did a bid for 6 years for, you know, an assault that happened on a bus where he was defending himself but kind of went overboard. And you know, you guys, man, you guys get your minds and your hearts realigned and come out and do the best work, man. So I'm a big advocate for that, man. So, you know, big ups to you, man, no doubt.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Awesome, Jesse. So thank you for calling in, talking to Robert, and we'll make sure we get you guys connected on social media. And also,
sure,
fans and people that are listening, everybody that's listening, I want you to really understand, you know, what it is the Easy Way does. We truly help you interact digitally. So you can actually watch this happening. We actually have a group called Hollywood the Easy Way, and we will get people together, and amazing things happen, especially when it's cause-related. So, Timothy, thank you so much. I hope you tune in and stay on the show, because we have a lot of great other stuff coming up, and we'll get you guys, you know, so you can talk all you want afterwards, and we appreciate your support.
Yeah, I'll be online the whole time, bro.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, guys, so we are going to grab another caller here. Looks like, I'm not sure if I have this correct, but I think this is one of our angels. And if I'm correct, we have Sonia Harley now on the show. Sonia Harley, is that you?
Hey, how are you?
There you are. All right, well, I wanted to grab you, Sonia. Now, Robert, we actually do a thing called Easy Way Angels, and we have a segment. We have a segment called Angels on the Go. And what we do is we have our angels go on the go to schools and nonprofit situations and causes, and talk to the kids. We reward kids for good grades. You know, we get them on the carpet. We do behind the scenes. We do a lot of stuff with these beautiful girls, these beautiful angels. And Sonia actually has sung with Stevie Wonder. She's sung in front of 120,000 people and big rock bands. She's done a lot of stuff in her career. So, Sonia, I want to give you a chance to hop on the line. And I know you have to be a fan of Robert. Everybody is. What's your favorite movie that Robert Richard's done?
His Eyes.
Yes,
I love his eyes. His eyes
are
a movie. Your eyes are a movie all by themselves, just like your eyes.
You're so sweet. How are you, baby? Like, listen, thank you so much for doing all the good work that you're doing. It inspires me, you know, just to be able to, you know, have someone put the time in and give them to a kid, making them feel, you know, amazing and like they can do anything that they want in their world, because I had the same thing happen to me, and now I'm in the same boat trying to get back to kids. I'm going to schools and doing scholarships and book supplies and, you know, calculators and computers and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're working with the Rujan Foundation with my buddy Andrew Batchelor. You can follow him at King Batch. And we do a lot of great work with other celebrities and stuff, too. Lance Gross is a part of it. Raven Simone's a part of it. Jaleel White.
Oh, right on. Okay,
it.
I like Raven.
Yeah, she's great. And then Andre Blatch is an NBA ball player, has a foundation as well that I'm a part of too. So it's really, really important, and I'm glad that you're putting in the time and giving back to these kids.
Well, hey, Robert,
oh,
as far as
the
causes that you're involved in, just know that Easy Way supports any of those causes, anything that you're involved in. If, you know, you ever want to set up any interviews or blog posts, we reach hundreds of thousands of people. You know, we're completely behind, you know, any of the causes you're doing. I just want to toss it out. So go ahead, Sonia. If you have any particular questions besides you know, Robert's beautiful eyes, go ahead.
Whenever you're doing your events, Robert, you have to have, like, me and some of the other angels come out and, you know, spread our wings a little bit and, like, give some love back to the kids and stuff. I think it would be, like, totally awesome to do that. And, I mean, like, I remember, like, two of the movies that you ran, and my whole thing was, I was like, oh, my God, I want to see you play, like, a really crazy, just sort of, like, focused, like, bad dude. You know what I mean? Like, just a bad guy. Like, evil, like, you know, because of your eyes. I'm like, when is he going to get one of those roles where they're like, oh, my God, he freaked me out. Like, I'm waiting for you to do a role like that. I think that would be so awesome.
I can see him with some octopus tentacles and giving him like a Doc Ock type name and Spider-Man coming after him. Yeah, that could work.
No, that's dope. I just did a music video with Megan Good for Eric Billinger, and it's called First Lady. And Megan said the exact same thing to me. She said, "Wow, I want you to play a villain." So she brought me on this music video, and you can check it out on YouTube. Instead of Eric Billinger, just type in First Lady. And the official music video, I'm in it, and I scared Eric at one point because we're in the scene together, and he didn't know I was going to push him. And I pushed this dude so hard, he just, like, freaked out. There was, like, 200 people on set, like, is this guy really acting, or is he just going to go off his rocker? But, yeah, no, I love playing the villain. There was a role that was on this new show called Empire with Terrence Howard, and I really, really wanted to play his son because his son was like a true villain, you know, trying to kill his father.
Yeah, I totally see you as a villain, a tyrant, like, for sure. It's your eyes, you know, but, like, really subdued to where no one knows that it's you until, like, the end of the movie or something. Like, I can just see that, like, all totally intriguing, and everyone's trying to figure out who's doing all this crazy stuff, and then it's you at the end. You know,
I
would love
that. The next time that you see Megan Good, do me a favor and tell her that I say hi and lots of love. That's my girl. I haven't seen her in a while, but I will tell you guys on air, I know Megan personally from when I knew her. I haven't seen her in a while, but when I hung with her and when I knew her, you can see a lot of interviews I've done with her and things that we used to do a couple of years ago. But she is a very, very good-hearted actress, very good-hearted girl. She's amazing, and she's on the top of the totem pole as far as heart goes. And so, you know, tell her to say what's up. Tell her to come hang out in the easy room.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, Robert, are you coming down to the show on Friday?
Oh yeah, we're gonna have him down to the studio. We're gonna figure out when he's actually in town. To get a hold of this guy for more than like 10 minutes is impossible, and I'm about to faint that I've had him for this long.
I'm just trying to get a picture.
But we're gonna get him in there.
Yeah, come down so that, you know, the angels can get a picture with you. And I think that'll be awesome because a lot of kids like you, you know, and us getting pictures with you, like, will make them just like, oh, my gosh, you met him, really? That's so cool. And then I can say, yeah, you know, he gets good grades, too. And he just didn't become an actor overnight, you know. He worked hard for it and all of that good stuff. But, like, tell me, okay, so if you had the opportunity to, like, work with any actor that's out there right now, like, who would it be?
You can't ask him that. He's already worked with everybody. He's worked with Forrest Whitaker. He's already worked with Usher. He's already worked with Samuel Jackson.
I know there's someone that he probably has to work with that he wants to work with.
I got to get on screen with DW, man. I got to get on screen with Denzel Washington.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Definitely Denzel.
He's someone that I really gunning for. When I was doing Coach Carter with Sam, they went to some Academy Award thing, and Sam told him about me, and he said, you tell Robert Richard. I said, hello. I said, okay. I said, that's one person that I want to get on set with, and I've done more homework than he realizes and really come forward in the scene. So that's DW's the one I want, Denzel Washington.
All right, let me call
okay,
him
so
up for
you,
man. Let me call him up. No, I'm kidding.
I know, yeah, Eric's going to call him up. So when you do that, when you get that movie with DW, with Denzel Washington, I'm an actress too. Remember Sonia Harley? So we're going to do it together. So if I get a connection before you do, because I dream really big, right, then I'm going to be
absolutely.
Like, Eric, call up Robert. Let's do it. And we'll watch that movie together.
That's awesome. I like that. I'll see you on
Saturday. So much fun. Well, thank you for calling
all
in,
right.
Sonia. And you know, we're, guys, just so you know, we're going to continue this, okay? So the way we do this is you listen, you have fun on the podcast, you enjoy the show. Then we bring the celebrities inside, and you actually get to hang out with them, get to see them physically, get to see what they're wearing, the craziest things we make them do, all the fun stuff we do on the green screen. And Robert, you are going to come on the Easy Show and come live, right?
Easy, my boy, and I'll be there for you.
Yay!
I appreciate it, brother.
Awesome.
All right, so Sonia, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because we got like 20 other callers, and I'm going to get to about 3 more callers,
okay.
Guys. And then I have the special surprise because I think we got Norbert in now, and I definitely want to do this introduction and see what happens on air because magic happens on the show. So we're going to go ahead and grab caller. A whole bunch of callers just came in. 818-0641. Caller 818-0641. Are you there?
Hey, Eric. Good morning. It's Russ, A&M Promotions. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Russ. How you doing, man? We appreciate all your promotions and all your help. You're the man. And that event we just did was amazing. So you're on air with Robert Richard, a very good friend of mine. What's your favorite movie that Robert's done?
I think the one he's already talked about. I enjoyed it immensely. Robert, nice to meet you, my friend.
Nice meeting you, too, man. How are you today?
I'm sorry, say again?
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm a little tired. I'm working around the clock on our next big event we're putting together, and that's one of the reasons I called. I wanted to invite you to come if you're in town. It's going to be amazing, as all of our Easy team events are. And I'm extremely proud and privileged to be a part of it. And basically what it is, it's September 27th here in Los Angeles, and it's going to be a benefit concert and musical showcase that we will be benefiting a few different things, actually. We have an anti-cyberbullying project that we're working on with Easy, and we also have anti-bullying going on, and then the Peace Fund, which is an organization from actor Adrian Paul, the Highlander. And that organization basically reaches out to kids in need for all kinds of different things, whether it be transplants needed or food or shelter or just all kinds of things. It's a wonderful organization. And this event is going to be all about all of these things and supporting them. And we've got tons of celebrities already booked and coming out with Aretha Gray. We've got Ernie Singleton going to be there. We got Shane Sparks is going to be there. We've got Deidre Barnes, who's one of Justin Bieber's dancers, is going to be on hand, and just on and on and on. And, you know, if you're going to be in town at that time of the month and year, we would love to have you join us and come out and support this great cause if you're around. And that's my invite, Robert. That's the reason for my call.
Let me chime in really quick before you answer that, Robert. There's a little bit more to this. Okay, we're creating a thing called STOP, which is exclamation point STOP exclamation point, and the premise of that is to get people to start trending and hashtagging stopping violence, stopping bullying, stopping cyberbullying, stopping sex trafficking, stopping the drugs, stopping the drama, stopping the hate. It's kind of like the no hate. Not that we're copying them, but we want to create a movement just like they did. And so we have a tour. It's a, you know, stop it now tour. And so this is the first event that we're doing to build that. And there's a lot of celebrity support, yes. There's a lot of sponsors, a lot of stuff that want to get involved and support this wonderful cause. So it is a movement, not just an event. And we're blessed to have you know, wonderful Russ, you know, handling stage coordinating and really handling a lot of this stuff. He also has a son who's on Disney's Junior. He's the lead actor in a Disney Junior cartoon. Or, you know, you can expand on that a little bit more, Russ. And he's in the industry as well. So I just want to make sure you understand the whole shebang and go ahead and answer Russ's question now. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I was saying, I know Shane, too. He's a great guy, man. Shane Sparks is an awesome individual. I've known him for years. During September, I will be on set doing my filming in the East Coast, so I'll be gone. But what I'll do is this. We should do a little video drop. Maybe Ethan, you and I can work together and do a little video
drop.
Yeah,
exactly. You took the thought right out of my head there, Robert. Exactly. That's awesome.
All right, cool. So,
appreciate it.
Easy and I will organize that, and then it'll be like, well, I'm still there in spirit, even though I'm not there, you know, on stage physically. So we'll still have that.
No, absolutely. That, very, very cool. And the venue that we're doing this in, they actually have a huge big screen on one wall of the room. And we did that at our last event where we had a kind of a rolling slideshow going on, and we threw a couple videos up there to bring on some, especially with Kaylee, who was our main girl of the hour at that event. We did about a two-minute video leading into her performance. She was doing a CD release that day. We had a nice little interview video with her that was done by actually my goddaughter, Megan Henry, who is the former Miss Teen Asia USA. She did an interview with Kaylee, and we threw that up on the big screen, and then Kaylee came out and did her performance, and it was awesome. So we can do the same sort of thing with you at this event. That would be very, very cool. Thank you so much for offering to do that.
Absolutely. Sounds good, man.
Yeah, and then
I'm gonna grab one more caller. There's like 14 other callers that came in, and I apologize, guys. And so we can get everybody. Remember, if you go to the fans page, and I'll get Robert to answer your questions, or I'll let him know. I'll send him an email directly, or I'll make sure he knows you guys are trying to get a hold of him with what questions you have. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to interact with Robert as well as myself if you have any questions for the show. But go to the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're going to post a post on there. We're going to post a fun post with him with his shirt off in the swimming suit, and we'll look for the favorite comment. But we'll also do another post on you know, direct and serious questions or anything that you want to interact with Robert. But we're going to grab one more caller here. This is a crazy area code, so I got to grab this one. We got a 510 area code, a 510-7357. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? 510-7357. Sometimes callers just call in just to listen, so we'll go ahead and let you do that. All right, so here's the surprise that we've been waiting for, guys. I want to make sure. Noble, are you there? You there?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Cool. So guys, right now, I want you to understand, you got a Tyler Perry, okay, a 17-time award winner, 3 Tonys. He's getting nominated for an African Oscar. He's the creator of the George Jefferson character on the Jeffersons TV show, All in the Family. He's one of the biggest playwriters on Broadway. It goes on and on and on, this guy's resume. And vice versa, you also have Robert, who's a very major actor, very accomplished, has acted with some of the greatest of the greats. Now he's becoming a great himself, and people will be talking about it. It's a big deal to act with him. So you got 2 amazing individuals that both have great hearts that want to make a difference on the show, doing it the easy way. So Robert Richard, my good friend, Robert Richard, meet my good friend, Norbert Brown, my partner, and he has a segment on our show called Director's Corner.
How you doing, Robert?
How's it going, man? Congratulations on all the accolades. It's really cool.
Thank you very much. I want to hopefully work together so you can go under that and go under, you know, the history and everything with me, because we all got to work together to make a difference.
Always, man. Absolutely. You know, pulling as you climb, right?
Yeah, definitely. Pull as you climb, you know, and climb as. But I have definitely a lot of things that could be possibly me and you can work on together. And I think that would be a plus, especially with I got an Oscar. Say again?
When are you going to do a film adaptation of all these awesome things you're writing?
When will I do a film about what?
A film adaptation of all the things you're winning the awards for. That's what I want.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do that too, but right now we're working on a really awesome movie that you probably would love to do called The Jersey 4. It's about New Jersey in 1998, and it's about 4 basketball players on their way from New York to North Carolina, and at that time in 98, it was a lot of racism going on in New Jersey with the state troopers and the governor. And the state troopers stopped this one van with these 4 major stars for college on their way to a tournament. And the one kid panicked and put the car in reverse instead of in park, and the state troopers start shooting on the car. Each one of the kids lived, but their careers was over. And it went down in history as called the Jersey 4. Johnny Cochran was involved, and also Al Sharpton. But Al Sharpton is actually going to play himself in the movie. But this is a movie that the world should know about profiling. The world should know about things that's going on and history that was made. So this is really a big movie, and this probably will be the Oscar I've been looking for the last 35 to 40 years. But to have a talent like you involved in that, I think that can reach out to all the younger people and reach out to the world and change the direction that we're going.
Well, you know, I mean, that's something that hits really home with me. I'd love to do it. I mean, I hope I'm playing the lead. That's the thing. I want to carry the movie. But
well, it's a heavy movie to carry. But if you can, you know, the stuff that you did in the past, I know that you can do it. We have, you know, a lot of all stars in it, a lot of big names and calling me up, involved in it. And this is Oscar making. This is Oscar making for all of us, me, you, and the world.
I mean, everyone knows that I'm an athlete, so that part I have covered. But, you know, I grew up in L.A., and, you know, LAPD in the 80s and 90s is all about, you know, profiling. So I definitely have I definitely have a dear sweet spot, for that, and knowing what young people go through when they're being judged, by the, the color of their skin. But not by the content of their character. And, I've driven across country, so I've kind of seen it firsthand, driving all the way from Buffalo, down through North Carolina, South Carolina, yep. Atlanta, and across the country. So yep. I've seen it, and I know what that's like. I lived in Baltimore for a little bit when I was in college out there. I lived in North Carolina and South Carolina and Charleston, all that kind of stuff. Man, it's real. So I love to get my hands on that script, even with my contact information. And
we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. After the show, we can definitely do that. My management, Rick Stevenson, he's definitely.
No. We don't do that management stuff the easy way. I'm gonna get you guys directly in contact. You can directly talk, and then if you feel after that, then you want to do the management stuff. I don't do things Hollywood way. I do it the easy way. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, the easy way, Robert. The easy way is that we're going to work together because my name is Norbert, yours is Robert. That sounds so much alike. We should be together on the screen.
That sounds good. Yo, shout out to all the young people out there. Yo, listen, man. It's if law enforcement pulls you over, let's just do each other a favor. All just cooperate, and get through it together. We don't want any more accidents happening out there. With people getting trigger happy, and to law enforcement, you guys, protect and serve. That should be your first responsibility. And so, and shout out to LAPD for all the changes they've made in their law enforcement and how they go about things. They've been using the buddy system, which is great, which kind of helps to take off the edge a little bit from pulling somebody over. So, both sides, let's be responsible.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
let me chime in here real quick, guys, and I toot my own horn one quick because this is my show. I got to toot my horn. You mentioned the LAPD and the sheriffs and everything. You guys got to keep tuning in, keep following to find out all the details. But I will say this: I am being brought on the board of advisors of something very large, very big that has to do with the city and county of Los Angeles, the sheriffs, the this, the that, to really make a difference and help pass laws and things like that. So keep tuning in. You'll know more information. But, Norbert, I'm going to go ahead and I got two more questions for Robert, and then I got to get to Summer. I promised I would give her a chance to promote her new project. It's an amazing project. Then we're going to go into your segment. I'm going to be gone. We're going to do the director's corner, and I will afterwards get you guys connected directly. You guys can just talk on the phone and see what magic happens, and then come back on my show and talk about the magic that happened.
Great, great. Robert, I will talk to you very soon. And thank you for everything, and your talent is just standing ovation.
Thank you very much, man. Takes one to know one. I appreciate that.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All
right. See, the crowd's doing a standing ovation, as Norbert said. Okay, so Robert, thank you so much for your time and today and being on the show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And so I want to ask you a question about I told you about it. You've seen the movie Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what we're doing, Adrian Paul from Highlander, he is the star Highlander, he has a foundation called the Peace Fund, and you heard a little bit about it, a very little bit about it as far as what Russ was telling you, but what they did is they already have a nonprofit organization, they help a lot of kids, that's what if you want to know more information, you guys can go to thepeacefund.org, but what they did is they created the Peace Fund Games, and so what they're doing is they're literally reenacting Hunger Games, but live. And they're going to have live stage performances on stage. And what happens is the team that wins, the people that are left standing, just like the movie, people that are left standing wins a lot of money and a lot of awareness and a lot of great benefits for their charity of choice. So what I'm doing is I'm forming an Easy Way paintball team. And I'd love to have you on my team. I'd love to have some fun. And let's go fight for our cause. Let's go fight for charity.
That sounds good, Easy. I'm a big supporter of you. Like I said, man, in the fall I'm going to be in North Carolina doing my film. But there's any way.
November. This is in November.
I'll be gone September to January. But like I said, if you need me to be in support in a way, I will be there. I have a lot of big charities that I support, and that I love to be fighting for, winning prizes and money for those causes. So in any way that I can support.
I appreciate it, man. Well, yeah, any way you can support, we'll just send a plane to kidnap you for a day, and then you can go back. Okay, so this is the last question. These are the fan questions, and we always kind of compile a bunch of questions together. This is called rapid fire, okay? I'm going to ask you just random, just crazy questions, and you answer them as quick as you can, and we'll see the Robert Richard life. Okay, so I'm going to say something like messy room or clean room.
Always clean room.
Clean room, okay. Favorite food?
My dad's gumbo, Louisiana, all the way.
How old were you when you learned to ride a bike?
3 years old, I learned to ride a bike.
How hard was it for you to learn and pick up riding a bike?
It's funny because I learned like a day because all the kids in my neighborhood had bikes and I wanted to ride with them. And my dad got me like a GT Dyno, and I learned when I was a kid, I had a little miniature one. So I learned in a day, and by the end of the day, I was jumping off the ramp that all the kids in my neighborhood built. So.
Okay, favorite boy band?
Favorite boy band? Britney Spears.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, One Direction.
I'm gonna stick with Britney Spears. She's a one woman boy band.
Okay, so we'll let you put the fifth on that one. Okay, next question.
It's funny.
Favorite fit.
We were in camp kids in camp. We would always do like either Next or 112 or Boys to Men, or even like one year we did Backstreet Boys. Because I want it that way. There you go.
Would you ever do a boy band parody if you were paid enough money?
Haven't I been in one? Have I been in a boy band parody?
I don't know. Have you? Where is it?
I
want to look it up.
I think I did a spoof with a boy band parody where it was like, the song was Calculus. I know my calculus. It says U plus me equals S. Maybe I got
you. You got a promising singing career, brother. And then the last question for you, man, and thank you so much for your time. Is it really you on social media talking to everybody, or is that your team, or is that somebody else? Is that really you talking to everybody, or are you on social media?
That's some perpetrator, man. That's not me. I said, man, I'm here for the fans for real. I'm on interviews. I'm in the streets. I'm shaking hands. I'm doing events. But whoever's representing me online, hopefully they're representing me in a good life. I'm not offending anybody, but just for the record, whether it's the official Robert Richard or Robert Richard Worldwide or at Robert Richard, that's not me. I have a very specific kind of voice, and so I love to be able to have that sort of offline more so than online. But shout out to all the fans. I love you. God bless you. You know, stay safe. Put your families first. And let's take care of each other, man. We're all one big community. We're all one big America. And actually, you know, a global community. So. Let's look out for each other.
I love it, brother. Thank you so much for your time. And you guys got the facts. You got the real on Easy Talk Live. That is not Robert Richard. If you want to know the real, come talk to the Hollywood It guy. Come talk to Easy. But we are going to get you online. I'm going to drag you kicking and screaming if I have to. But I'm going to teach you some things in the digital world because that's what I do. But thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you coming on the show. So last and final words for all your fans, and then we'll go ahead and let you get on set or wherever you got to go.
All right, this is the last question. Or what's up?
No, last and final words. Last and final. Whatever. You got 30 seconds to talk to your fans.
Oh, yeah, just to all the fans out there, I mean, you know, this is our world. This is, you know, I live in L.A., I love this great state of California, you know, I love the United States and what Barack's been a part of, and just, you know, the whole global community worldwide, whether it be from France or Sao Paulo or Australia or Japan or whatever, all the great fans, man. You know, I love you guys, I'm looking out for you guys, and I'm going to continue to do great work and give back to you guys. So if you see me in the streets, don't be shocked. Come up and say hello to me and grab a picture or an autograph. I'd love to be a part of your life. All right. Amen.
I appreciate it, man. All right, so I always close it out this way. Remember, guys, when you're done doing it, and you go ahead and finish the sentence, Robert. When you're done doing it the hard way, do it the
easy way.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, this is Robert Richard, actor extraordinaire, superstar. Remember to contact Easy Way if you want to connect with the stars. We appreciate you, brother, and I can't wait to have you in person on the show, on the Easy Show. And remember, guys, we'll be blogging this out, and we'll put a lot of other great information. I love you, brother. Thank you for your time being on the show today.
All right, you're the best, Easy. Thanks, man.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you. All right, guys, so that was Robert Richard,
Easy
and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, remember, that's like my Huffington Post. If you guys want to get some cool information, some awesome blogs, we got tons of journalists all over the world that are always posting cool stories. We actually just posted a great blog on Kaia Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. She was on my show recently, and we found a lot of cool information. She was breaking her new album, Rise of the Phoenix. Go support her. Remember, that's hashtag Rise of the Phoenix. And for me, it's hashtag Easy Way or hashtag Hollywood It Guy. So we have another special guest, guys. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to introduce her. She's a good friend of mine. I will be coming on a show and talking about some of the great Easy Way benefits and some of the things that we're doing. Her name is Summer, and she was on prior. Now she's on. Summer, are you there? How are you doing?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Doing good, Summer. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Easy Way. How are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm loving it. I actually would have had a question if I knew he had that shirtless picture. Can I get a copy of that?
Did you? We were actually going to do, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a follow-up, and we're going to post that picture on the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. And the best comment will win an autographed picture from Robert Richard. And sometime we'll do an event, and we'll have the two fans that win the best comment, we'll have them actually hang out with myself and Robert. And we're going to do something real, real fun. So make sure you go and tune into that. You check it out. That's Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. But I see you've been doing your research. But well, thank you for coming on the show, Summer. So go ahead. You have 2 minutes to completely promote yourself. I know you've got a wonderful radio show that you do. I know you do a web series. You're a producer. Tell my fans who you are.
My name is Summer Helene. I am one of the few female executive producers in Hollywood. I speak at Comic-Con. I speak at Sundance. I speak at all the major film festivals. Tell people how to get into film and how to get their film made. My specialty is distribution, union negotiation, that sort of thing. I have 2 radio shows. I'm doing a documentary in Peru on an orphanage with Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and Ozzy Osbourne. I have a television series that just got finished, written by Dev Ross. She was the first female staff writer at Disney, Emmy Award-winning writer. She wrote The Land Before Time, Darkwing Duck, that sort of thing, directed by John Reynolds. I have another documentary that I'm doing distribution on called Growing Young with Dr. Life. You can find him all over the web. One of our product partners is the NRG, which is the Power Crunch Bars. We love them. I have 2 additional films I'm doing with Amazon. I work with Hulu, Netflix, Televisa, which is Univision, NBC, ABC, you name it. I've worked with everyone. I started at Paramount. And my specialty is getting films made. So there's a short breakdown.
You actually got all that in 2 minutes or less. And guys, if you didn't hear what she said, because I know she was the female Micro Machines guy there, we'll go ahead and make sure we pop a blog on. We make sure we pop some information on, and make sure we get a lot more stuff out. But Summer, I love you. I've known you for what, 6-7 years now, 8 years.
And more than that, God, I think I was like 18 when I met you.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while, and congratulations on all your success. You know, God has blessed you, and it's amazing that you also bestow your blessings upon others, and that's why I wanted to bring you on the show. That's why I wanted to feature you, and I can't wait to come on your show, and let's tell everybody the date of that so my fans know what to put on their calendar.
Well, I think we're doing tomorrow, aren't we?
I believe so. I just want to make sure that's what you said.
You're going to be on tomorrow at 7:30. We play on Sirius. You can find us all over the place. If you want to hear it live, you can go to dkrn.fm, I believe, or .fl. I'll send you a link. My assistant.
Okay, perfect. So we'll have that out, guys. Make sure you have all the information. And I love you, Summer, and we'll bring you on and give you a lot more time next time. We're gonna have some fun together. And now that you're in LA, we're gonna have a lot of fun. But so websites, Facebook, social media. Last closing remarks, so people know how to follow you and get in touch with you.
You can just Google me. I'm everywhere. Summer Helene, come check me out. I'm all over the place. And if you have a good project, let me know. I'm always, like I said, distribution's my specialty. If you've got something great, make sure it's registered. Get in contact with me. Great way to go.
All I gotta say is you said Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck, when there's
yep.
trouble, you call DW. Taking me back in the day, girl.
Yep.
I love that cartoon. That was it was Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. Remember all that?
She wrote all of that.
Wow, I want to meet her.
That.
We got to interview her. We're gonna have some fun.
She's awesome.
Well, thank you, Summer. All right, so guys, keep tuning in. We're gonna have fun. So, Summer, stay on the line, and if we can get you afterwards, I have some people I definitely want you to meet. But we're gonna go to a segment, guys. This is a good friend of mine named Norbert Brown Jr. That was Summer Helene. We just have amazing people on the show, and we're very appreciative of the support of the Easy Way, and we support them right back. So, guys, next up, we're gonna go to we're gonna go to a quick commercial break here. A little support that our celebrity friends and our people support the Easy Way. And then when we come back, we're going to go to the Director's Corner segment, which is hosted by Norbert Brown Jr., the next Tyler Perry. And, I mean, you heard me. I bragged about him enough. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. He can talk about himself when we come right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the Easy Way. Life is hard for how to roll the Easy Way. Life is hard for how to roll the Easy Way. Life is hard for how to roll the Easy Way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the Easy Way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the Easy Way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the Easy Way, you're doing it the Easy Way, all of us are doing it the Easy Way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the Easy Way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the Easy Way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the Easy Way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the Easy Way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the Easy Way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the Easy Way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the Easy Way.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Good morning. Good morning, LA. Good morning around the world, and good evening and good afternoon around the world. Today we have an exciting guest, a very exciting, talented guest coming to you. She's a choreographer, a music writer. Also, she do movies, makeup, sets, all those things, all wrapped up in Tina Pierce. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited that you are on the Director's Corner today. I want to know all about your exciting life and how it started and where it came from and what made you want to do the things that you do and do them so good.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for having me on. I guess I can start from the beginning. 2005, I come from a musical family. We're originally from Los Angeles, California, and towards the mid-90s, my family relocated to Atlanta, which is where I currently reside. Just wanted a change of atmosphere, just, you know, wanted to pursue some new opportunities. And so I grew up, you know, pretty much after middle school through high school and college in Atlanta. And coming from a musical family, the arts is just something that flows in my blood. As much as I try to suppress it, it comes out in everything that I do. So I followed a traditional path, wanting to go to school to be a teacher, and once again, just that taste for spotlight, that desire for the stage was something that I just couldn't get away from. So in 2005, I started my own company, Stage Ready, and what we do is choreography, casting, and artistic creative direction. And we have a team of makeup artists, we have hairstylists, and, of course, choreographers who work with us, and we're able to provide those services to different artists, entertainers, and production companies in and around the Southeast. And so we've been very successful with that. We've worked with Deidre Cadden, who is currently on Preachers of L.A. on the Oxygen Network. We've done choreography for him. I've done background vocals for him and done some artistic direction with his tours. We've also worked with Smokey Norfolk most recently last year on BET Celebration of Gospel. So we took a team out to Los Angeles and did the performance with he and his son, Ashton. It was received really well. So the Lord has really been kind in the area of Stage Ready. But, again, me being an artist first, I just had a desire to kind of get back on stage. I miss performing. I miss singing and dancing. And so in the past couple of years, I've been able to put my hand towards some songwriting with different artists such as Lecrae, who is a Grammy Award-winning Christian hip-hop artist, and we were able to get a song placed with him on his Rehab album, which was nominated for a Grammy. However, his follow-up, Gravity, actually took home the Grammy. So it's been, you know, really cool being a part of the Atlanta artist community and movie scene and all that good stuff, because it's definitely changing. I don't know what people in L.A. think about Atlanta, but we kind of call ourselves the Hollywood of the South because there are so many new opportunities that are coming here, which is giving individuals such as myself a chance to, you know, kind of try some new things out and be exposed to things that, you know, is only usually available to people on the West Coast. So it's been a really cool ride. Excited about what the future has in store. And right now I'm currently working on two shows, stage plays. Well, they're musical theater reviews at the Strand Theater, which is located in the historical Marietta Square. Mm-hmm. And one of the shows is called Diva. And it's a song and dance review with about 12 other ladies who are phenomenal singers and dancers. And we kind of just play tribute to Barbara Streisand, Dionne Warwick, Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, all the greats, kind of following their history of hits. And then there's another show called Men of Motown, which is just what the name says. We just celebrate all the great guy groups, the Temptations, and we do some Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye, all that good stuff wrapped up. So it's been busy, been a busy past couple of years for me over here with Stage Ready.
Wow, wow. See, this is how we do it, the Easy Way Broadcasting, the Easy Way Radio. It's just, you know, awesome to have young talents like you. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I like the East Coast, though. You know, New York is, you know, where my blood, and also California is where it all started at for me. But I know that, you know, you are a very talented singer and also an actress. And like, how do you manage to be, you know, a singer, an actress, a choreographer? I mean, how do all that go? And I know that, you know, you are still young. So, you know, what do the future, you know, leads for you when you got so much going on right now in that young body of yours? So just explain to some of the people out there that really want to start in the business and they really want to be where you at. And, you know, just from your point of view, you know, explain to them how they can do it and you know, not be left behind.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Well, the first thing I guess I would say would be, I would say figure out what, you know, drives you. What is the thing that you, when you wake up in the morning, you know, what's on your mind? There was a time when I worked a corporate job, but I always had my headphones on, and I was always singing and writing and creating. And so I knew in my heart of hearts that at the end of the day, though I may be doing one thing to make ends meet, you know, my heart was behind. I just had a heart for the arts and for performing. So I would say, you know, figure out what you're passionate about, what drives you. And then I say put a plan together. A lot of people do vision boards nowadays, and a lot of people kind of do them at the first of the year. They'll, you know, get construction paper and write out what it is that they want to do, what they want to accomplish, and just make a checklist. You know, I did that. I still do it. You know, these are the things I want to accomplish. This is how I want to make them happen. And that includes everything from taking dance classes to, you know, doing auditions, doing local theater, you know, doing things that will keep your chops up so that when those opportunities present themselves, you can be, you know, as I name my company, you can be stage ready. You can be prepared and, you know, make sure that, you know, we always say if I just had that big break, but the last thing you want to happen is to get that big break and not be as great as you can be. So I think that, you know, once you identify what you're passionate about and then start doing the preparation, start putting in the work, and just always keeping your eyes and ears open for a chance to kind of sharpen those tools and, you know, be prepared when you do get a chance to audition for someone and or can get invited to, you know, come and read for a part. You know, you can always put your best foot forward. So you can never say, what if? You know, you can say, when I tried it, I did it, you know, regardless of what the outcome is, I gave my best shot. And then the other thing I would say is kind of have a plan A and a plan B. And that's why I'm so grateful that even though I am a creative person and an artist and an entertainer, I also have my business, which is still, you know, still around what it is that I love to do, because there are seasons where I may be on stage and then there may be seasons where I'm behind the scenes. And I know a lot of really successful artists and entertainers that have gone on to do tremendous things all have their own production companies. You know, if they're not necessarily in front of the camera, they're doing, you know, short films or, you know, submitting different projects. So I think at the end of the day, we have to kind of eat, sleep, and drink what it is that we say we want to do and what we want to be, and it just becomes a part of your DNA.
Wow, that is so great. Tina, well, easywaybroadcasting.com is how you can get in touch with Tina, get in touch with me, get in touch with everybody a part of this. But I want you, Tina, to tell them how can they get in touch with you. What is your website? Like, they already know that they can, you know, get me at Norbert Brown Jr. Everything, Norbert Brown Jr. Facebook, Twitter, you know. But how can they get in touch with you before we go, because we only got a few minutes left?
Okay, great. Well, I'm a big social media person. So I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as just my first and last name. That's who I am, Tina Fears, and that's F as in Frank, E-A-R-S. You can tweet me, Instagram, Facebook me, and then email address is just tina@stageready.net, and the Stage Ready website is stageready.net. So hit me up, guys. I would love to hear from you. And it's all about a network. Let's stay connected.
Yes, and everybody will get in touch with you. We have the new movie coming out very soon, James Brown. So can you just leave us today with a little just bye-bye or something with your awesome voice? Tina? Hello? I guess, did we lose you, Tina? Well, that's it for today with Director's Corner.
Hi, Norbert. This is Tina. I'm back. Go ahead. Keep asking your questions.
Well, I just wanted to know, could you end the show with a song?
No, because I want the fans to stay on the show.
No, I'm kidding. I guess we lost her, guys. It's a great segment, Norbert. You know, you're always killing it, man. You know, so it happens. It happens, guys. You know, you're listening. It is a mechanical, anything technology can have little mishaps and go wrong. But we keep it moving. We keep it flowing. We keep it smooth.
Yes.
Norbert, can't wait to support you on your wonderful nomination for the African Oscars. and
thank
all the
you.
Great stuff that we're doing. I also want to acknowledge that you know, you are on PR Photos, you are on Contact Music, you are on Monsters and Critics, you're on tons of stuff from that last event we did at the W Hotel. Thank you for bringing John Mata out, and thank you to John Mata for wanting to come and see what I do and supporting me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do have an interview, guys, if you want to look at my fans page, Eric Zilly Fans. You can watch an interview I did with John Mata, as well as many interviews with the wonderful Norbert Brown on WTV Networks, which is our fans page, WTV Networks. And shout-outs to James Mason, our field producer, for producing that. How did you like those interviews, Norbert?
I love those interviews. I can't wait to, you know, when you put us together, me and Robert, so I can get him started on, you know, getting him prepared for the Jersey Four if he really want to do it. So,
we're gonna get you connected the easy way, and you know, of course you love the interviews. Our Easy Way Angels did it. You know, shout outs to Barbara and Stephanie for doing the thing. Shout outs to Sonia Hart.
I heard you have a new angel.
I'm gonna go ahead and end your segment now, because I'm gonna give it up to my beautiful angel Sonia Harley to tell you guys about what we have coming up, how you can get involved, and all that wonderful stuff. And you guys, that was Norbert Brown Jr. with Director's Corner every Thursday on Easy Talk Live.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
All right. Sonia Harley!
Hey!
We're getting hype, getting ready to tell all of our fans and all the wonderful stuff happening. You know, go ahead. I'm going to let you take it. Tell them everything's going down, what's coming up, why they want to follow us, all that fun stuff. You guys, this is Sonia Harley, our Easy Way Angel, our Nightingale Angel. Tell them what's going on, Sonia.
Woo-hoo! Well, you know what? First of all, I want to start off by saying that Los Angeles is the only place, well, I don't know if the only place, but it's the coolest place where you can actually go to the beach and then go and see a rock show and then go and see an R&B show and then go and see a country show and feel like totally at home in every single environment and enjoy music from all spectrums. And that is our goal. We have the most amazing showcase that's coming up on September 27th. And one of our special guests is going to be Ernie Singleton. You can't get any bigger than that. I mean, dude's like freaking phenomenal. He knows talent when he sees it. Just for any artist to be able to get on a platform to be heard by someone like him, it's over. I mean, once you do that and you deliver all that you need to and he sees that, he's going to do everything he can to help you take the next step. And that's our job. That's what we want to do, is get you on that platform so that you can be seen and you can be heard. We're going to have Ernie Singleton. We're going to have Justin Bieber's dancer dancing. We're going to have some comedians. It's going to be a showcase like you guys have never seen before. It's going to be done only one way, which is the easy way, because that's the way that we do it. As an Easy Way Angel, we always like to say, get your wings up. So it's like, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your aspirations or your goals. If there's something that you want to do, get your wings up. You can totally do it. I want every artist out there that feel like and know deep inside that they have something to bring to the table to get a hold of me so that I can get you on this showcase. It is going to be absolutely electric. It's going to be magnetizing, and it's going to be a big benefit for whoever that gets involved, because it's our first one, and it's a charity one. And the headline for this is STOP. Just basically stop everything. Stop bullying. Stop cyberspace bullying. You know what I mean? Stop the racism. Stop the judgment. Stop, you know, with the kids that have, like, the Anti-Defamation League and all of that. Just stop it all. That's what Eric Zilly said. He's like, you know what? I just want people to just stop. Just stop doing anything that's, like, so negative to bring the universe down. We are here, and I think that, you know, the universe put us here as portals, like Eric and myself and the other angels, Stephanie and Barbara. We smile. We have this good energy. We want to share it with all of you guys. We want you guys to come to the showcase, because not only are you going to get a benefit from being on the show, but you also get to mingle with the angels. You know, you get a little touch from heaven from every single one of us. And you get to market yourself, promote yourself. We also have Ryan Brown with Music That Pays magazine, which is amazing. So each of the artists that come on the show, you have an opportunity to have an ad placed in the magazine. that will feature you and talk about your music. We also have, you know, the Eric Zooey app where we can actually, you know, put your song on the wall where people can hear your song playing. Okay, they can download your song from the Eric Zooey app. It is absolutely amazing. There's so many different things that if you're not certain about branding and marketing, we have a team. It's a one-stop shop. You come to us, we will help you with marketing. We'll help you with branding. But more importantly, the showcase on the 27th, it's our first one, okay? So you want to try and get in on this one because after this, it's probably going to be a little more difficult and more exclusive to get in. And speaking of exclusive, actually, the name of our showcase is AIMS, which stands for All Music Exclusive Showcase, done the Eric Zooey way, okay? And Russ is helping. Me and Russ are working together, like making this showcase something that Los Angeles hasn't seen before, because we have a special surprise at the very end of our showcase. What we're going to do is, I don't want to announce it yet, but I will announce it maybe on the next show, because we still have a little bit of time before we do the showcase. So I just want all of you guys to know how to get a hold of me, Sonia Harley. If you want to get a hold of me directly, it's super easy. Go to SoniaLetsRock@yahoo.com, spelled just the way that it sounds, SoniaLetsRock@yahoo.com. And then other than that, just go to Eric Zooey's wall. You will find me all over the place. Download the Eric Zooey app. Everyone needs to do that. Once you do that, you will be in tune with every single thing that we have that's coming your way. And this is just the beginning of, like, so many opportunities for artists. So I'm an artist too, you guys, and I do understand, you know, how it can be difficult to go in and out of even sometimes trying to decide which direction you want to go musically. You know what I mean? But this is the outlet for you to get up and to be you, and also to be seen by some really, really major, important, poignant people that will be able to assist you in furthering your career, okay? It's a one-stop shop. You got the magazine, you got marketing, you got promotion, you're getting seen on a stage that's freaking Rock Busby's, I might add, okay, in Los Angeles. The red carpet is going to be like bananas, so you definitely got to come to that. So you guys, get a hold of me, and let's freaking rock this showcase. Stop. S-T-O-P. Stop all the nonsense. Get on the showcase. Get a hold of me, Sonia Harley. Get a hold of Russ, and we will get you guys on, and we're going to rock.
That's the hashtag, Sonia. You just made it up. Stop all the nonsense. That's the new hashtag we're going to make up. Stop all the nonsense.
Okay,
I love
cool.
It. See, you gotta grab it when it's there. Thank you so much. Our Easy Way Angel, Sonia, guys. Sonia Harley, look her up. Go follow her. It's Sonia Love Music. Go follow her. Go support her. Just look up Sonia Harley. We'll also be having her on the blog and stuff. So since you're speaking about the wonderful Ernie Singleton, since he's involved in this event, we're going to go ahead and play an interview from our other Easy Way Angel, Faithy J, who did an interview with him at his wonderful event with people like the president of Interscope for the Urban Division and the real, real, real major people. So this
awesome.
Is Ernie Singleton, guys, on Easy Talk Live with Faithy J.
Hey, it's Faithy J Entertainment on the Easy Show with Ernie Singleton. How are you?
I am wonderful, Faith. How are you?
Amazing.
Excellent.
So, yes, you just hosted the whole show. How fun was that?
Well, it was a lot of fun, but it was more about having an opportunity to really say thank you to people who do so much to make the music so good.
Yes. Yeah, I love your bling, by the way. Yep.
Easy told me I was going to be on his network. And I had to wear something fly, so
well, look
fly
at you,
enough easy.
Being fly, you know, all day, every day. So, tell me what you are currently working on.
Currently, I'm working on quite a few things. I'm working on a book. That's one of the things I'm working on. I'm working with on a reality show.
Oh, very cool.
For not for me, one of my clients. Yeah, it's cool. And I'm working on quite a few music projects.
Nice. That's awesome. I have a question. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A veterinarian.
Really? Like animals? I love animals.
I love animals, but I hate blood.
Oh, well, that would kind of not go together because there's a lot of blood probably.
So I wanted to be a veterinarian and... And, of course, the music. It's very easy to fall in love with music.
Yes, yes.
So I ended up working in radio and falling in love with music and the business. And so here I am.
That's awesome.
All right, guys, so that was a kind of a cool interview with Faithy J, and if you want to tune in to the whole thing, we'll be popping it up on YouTube for you so you can visually watch it. So you listen to Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go follow the fans page, Easy Talk Live, or my fans page, Eric Zulli Fans. You can follow me at Eric Zulli on Instagram or Eric Zulli on Twitter. We do this the easy way. We have a blast, and we do it as good as we do it because of your guys' support. So we love you guys. Tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to the Easy Show with me and my lovely angels and the beautiful Angelique Bates from All That, 35 and Ticking, and we'll be talking about a little bit of our new projects that are all on the down low, and we're about to put it on the up on the horizon by the sun because it's so hot. I don't know. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.